So, Caleb and Hillary, early this morning, I listened to some overnight radio as I'm getting up in the wee hours of the morning. And I heard the host, very talented host, and I heard her, though, kind of reference a movie, and she kind of mentioned a pretty significant item that happened. It was really from the Star Wars 7 movie. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know what that's officially
the
called.
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens. Awakens. All
right, you've come to the right place to find out.
Yes. And so I'm like, wow. But there was no spoiler alert or anything like that. And I thought, how long? Like, typically, right, if you talk about a movie, like, be careful, walk around it. There's some things to avoid saying. And I wondered, what is the shelf life on that? Like, is that just when it's a new release or when? How long do you go
And
on
we were
significant
to determine
items?
This off there. And it's, because you don't want to ruin it for other people, but yet.
But it's been a couple. I mean, that's
been
a few years.
Yeah, that's
right.
been a
that's
few
the
years.
Thing. So I feel like the standard or statute of limitations probably, you know, expired for that Star Wars movie. For instance, we were chatting around the horn here. None of us have seen the new Avengers movie. I think.
Right.
Can I speak for all of us?
Which is not so new right now.
Yeah. Can I speak for all of us in saying we would all like to see it? But
just
Mark was in Liberia.
Yeah. We're parents.
We've got kids. We just haven't seen it yet. And so there's one of those, you know, it's like, la, 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 la.
Yeah,
don't tell me
right.
for a while. But at this point, I kind of feel like it's my own fault if it gets spoiled because I haven't seen it yet. So.
And so what is the statute on this? Because, I mean, if it's still in the theaters, obviously mum's the word. But once it's, released to DVD, once it hits the budget theater.
You start to take, like, even with that star, with the superhero movie you're referencing, The Avengers, there's a pretty significant ending that's sort of leaked out in a general idea. It's not going to surprise me as maybe it did for a variety of other people. So it is, I don't
Mike
know.
And Connie from Mike On are just like, this is why you
this
come
is
see
why
the
you
movie
do.
When it's in the theater.
But
and I know that movie made it through Mike On budget, too.
The movie The Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Some kid in my daughter's class went and saw it within the first two opening days and came into school the very next day. And, and he did. He, like, spoiled it. Alyssa was so
Can I throw one quick friend under the bus? Scott, I'm not going to give your last name. Scott, love you, brother. the first movie I ever saw in a theater was Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, for my friend Alex's birthday party. Awesome birthday party. And it was like, we get to go to the theater and see a movie?
Yes.
So, so cool. And Scott had already seen it before us. And on the way to the theater, he's like, Darth Maul gets cut in half. Scott!
Scott!
You come
can't
on, Scott.
Do these things!
Come on, man.
I gotta tell you, I could see I got a big mouth. So, I mean, I can see that's, I'm like a news guy. You love telling people things they don't know. That's an issue.
True. All right, so the next Star Wars movie that comes out, Mark's not seeing it first.
All right. Well, good thing I'm not.
See it together as a show.
So
that'd be fun.
Movies you haven't seen that others have. 715-396-1670. What do you think should be the statute of limitations on this? Well, we were asking what should be the statute of limitations on. Spoiler alert.
Right.
And John in Thorpe says, when the movie's no longer in the theater, it's fair game.
I think that's fair. But can I plead the parental clause where it's like, I wanted to get to it while I was in the theater, but it just didn't work out.
Well, and I think if you know someone hasn't seen it, like, you don't
Christian
knowingly.
Charity, please.
Yes.
Right. I know movie reviewers, right? They're always careful. They have to be careful because they're talking about it when it's just coming out.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But you say parental charity, it means you haven't. You're not as free to go to movies.
Right?
and you're watching
time-wise
kid movies
and financially.
When you got young kids, right? Yeah. You've got the kid things on the screen.
Like I've seen Moana.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, totally.
Love Moana.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier this morning about spoiler alerts and the statute of limitations on that. And then, wouldn't you know it, I came across this article. There's two scientists that were stationed at an Antarctic outpost. These are Russian scientists. I'm not even going to try their last names. It was Sergey and Oleg, okay?
All right.
Good enough.
Both avid readers because they
need
to...
What else do you do
right,
up there?
says to pass the lonely hours during their 4 years together at this Antarctic station. Well, guess what? One of them was a spoiler. Yes. He kept telling his colleague how his books were ending. And so his colleague got really fed up by that. And, Sergey stabbed him.
Russians don't mess around. Holy cow.
They don't mess around. I know. The victim had to be flown from the research station to King George Island in Chile and have the knife removed. And he's in
Oh, dear.
Yeah. This is going a little far, okay? You can be angry.
Just a wee bit.
Don't stand people, but maybe don't be a spoiler either. But I suppose, you know, if you're in the Antarctic and all you have is the books that you're reading.
That's why that Ephesians 4:26, do not let the sun go down on your anger, even in
but
Antarctica.
The sun's always down in Antarctica.
The sun's always down.
Oh, that's the problem. Yeah, I need the sunshine. I need the sunshine.
It almost seems like a more egregious crime to spoil the ending of a book than it is for a movie, because a movie is 2 hours of your life, right?
But a book.
As an avid reader, you get really invested in books, and there are not many chapter books, you know,
that you can read. You can tell your dad there's not many chapter books, as opposed to the picture books you enjoy. No,
but
sorry, Caleb.
Sorry. There was a Facebook friend who was just like, oh, Ollie just finished his first chapter book, so it's
That's
on my
awesome.
Mind right
yep.
now. But not many books can be finished in 2 hours, right?
No.
So I invest a lot of myself in every book that I read, and if someone spoils the ending, it's like, oh. Thank you for wasting a good chunk of my life.
Yeah.
But some people read the end first, like the people who eat dessert first, right? So
I do that.
Really?
I'm an end reader.
Really?
And I always say, I'm not going to read the end. I'm not going to read the end. And then I get like half or three quarters in, and I find myself just kind of peeking a little bit.
Really?
Hillary.
I don't like surprises. Yesterday we talked about candy corn, love it or hate it. By the way, today's candy corn day.
Oh, happy candy corn day to all who
is that right?
Partake.
Yeah, that's a real thing. So we were talking about our dislike of candy corn yesterday. So now let's shift gears.
Now don't put me in that category.
Yeah,
I'm not a hater on it.
But I think, can we say that we all love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I really enjoy
them. I'm raising my hands in the air to testify. Right. Absolutely.
They're my favorite.
Peanut
well,
butter, chocolate, absolutely. How can you not?
I know. They're so good. Well, Hershey's just released that they're going to be tweaking it, and they're going to be making these things called Reese's Thins. They will be... right?
Now,
I'm hoping they don't.
This is just an alternative.
I hope it's just an alternative.
This isn't like some new Coke thing, right?
I hope not. The new cups will be 40% thinner than regular ones and come in both milk and dark chocolate. The goal is to appeal to people who want to enjoy their favorite sweet with a little more permissibility.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, who are you kidding? You're just going to eat three times as many of them because they're
like
skinnier.
It's like Oreo Thins. Did you ever try Oreo Thins?
I do like a couple of the flavors that they have, though.
Yeah, see, Oreos are great, but again, it's just... If I'm going to indulge in everything in moderation, right? Okay, everything in moderation. But if I'm going to indulge in Oreos, give me the double stuff, bro. Like, I don't need any thin Oreos.
There is a mindset, though. There is a mindset, right?
You feel better about it.
If you have a bite-sized candy bar, you still got that Milky Way or Snickers, what have you, but you didn't necessarily have the full big one.
Right. Although they call those little tiny ones the fun size ones, and I disagree with that. I think fun size would be like oversized, huge, gigantic ones.
As our friend Tim Hawkins would say, there's nothing fun about that.
Yeah, give me a bigger.
Snickaloaf.
So, yeah, I don't know. And I just worry that you're throwing off that chocolate to peanut butter ratio that's very important in my peanut butter cups.
I'm just glad that you're not saying that they're going to, you know, make any more radical change. I mean, still.
I hope not.
You're still going to be able to get the standard fare. This is just kind of an option for. They're trying to expand the market.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I suppose.
There's nothing wrong with having more options. Just don't mess with the original.
Don't mess with the original. Have you tried the peanut butter Snickers?
Yes. Those are fantastic.
No. Oh.
I'm still trying to try all the different kind of M&Ms, and so I just haven't caught up.
It's
pretzel,
almost like a constant job.
Hazelnut.
The coffee nut M&Ms are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get those
for my wife.
Yeah.
There's just so many calorie-filled options out there. How will we ever?
I don't know. Maybe we should start talking about carrots and grapes or something instead.
Are you particular about your chocolate? Like, I know my wife's a dark chocolate person. So.
I try to stick dark chocolate because it's... Mm-hmm. supposedly better for
you,
but I do enjoy a good milk chocolate.
I just want to thank both of you because I'm trying to go low carb, low sugar, and this is actually helpful to me because I can talk about it if I can't eat it. So,
wow, really?
Thanks.
I thought it would make it harder.
No, actually. It's just I just think about it and it's like, yeah, I remember those days.
Those days. Yeah. Okay. Well, you have strong willpower. I know that about you.
All right. Forewarned, forearmed, right? Don't miss out on Tim Hawkins coming to the new Pablo Center February 17th. For all the guys out there, especially, what a great Valentine's Day date night idea, because this is the Sunday after Valentine's Day. So get Tim Hawkins tickets before they sell out. Remember, he was here last August, completely sold out far, far in advance. So make sure you don't miss out. All new Pablo Center, February 17th. You can check out the link for the tickets at the Pablo Center website or just go to the WWIB Facebook page under our events. It's Tim Hawkins returning to Eau Claire February 17th.
Were you guys there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was fantastic.
We were sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
And like, I don't remember the last time I laughed that hard.
Right.
I
mean, we were sitting next to each other and our spouses.
Yes.
So, right. Yeah.
It's not just, and this isn't just like shameless plugging. I mean, really, I do
so
not remember
funny.
The last time I laughed that hard. It is.
No, I saw Bob Smiley at LifeFest, and
yeah.
He's very good, and he teams up with Tim sometimes, but I haven't seen Tim Hawkins live. And so.
Yeah, so this will be yeah. Bob Smiley opening for Tim Hawkins February
Terrific.
17th at the
yeah.
Cobble. It'll
Terrific.
Be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So tomorrow's a big candy day, and Tim Hawkins, and we're having a little candy debate here in studio, and Tim Hawkins kind of sets the table talking about bad candy.
You ever get those wax lips? Remember when. Wax lips. You didn't know what it was. You ate it anyway, huh? Like, what are you eating? I have no idea what I'm eating right now. What's it taste like? It has no flavor whatsoever. It's just getting bigger as I chew it. You remember those wax bottles? Those wax bottles with that liquid? What was that? Power steering fluid? What was that we were drinking?
These are fantastic. I can feel it burning my esophagus all the way down. It's amazing.
Remember the brown taffy and the orange wrapper? Wasn't that the word?
I love those things.
Tasted like
things.
Peanut butter and hair. You
They're good.
That? I
They're
love what
so
they call
good.
Candy now. You know, you see those little mini Snickers.
Those are so good.
You like those.
This is the debate.
Yeah, this is the debate.
This was the debate.
All Caleb had to say was... He talked about some North Carolina town, kind of
High Point, near North Carolina,
right.
In a firmly tongue-in-cheek, probably because
yes.
It was stuck there. Post, they said we are banning this specific candy, and
All
I was trying to describe
was,
it to Mark.
Yeah, you
they're
said
delicious.
Just in the orange and black, and I knew.
You
I
knew what I was talking
and
about
so
when I said they're banning
I,
a candy.
Because they're so good.
No, as a kid, you didn't want those. I gave those to my sisters.
As a kid, I didn't. But as a 40-year-old woman, bring them on.
Because I feel like as
so
a kid,
good.
That's when you're like, no, all candy's good candy. And then as an adult, you start getting a little more selective because it's like, if I'm going to take calories,
yeah,
I want to make sure
good.
I enjoy the entire
baby
process.
Baby Ruth, Reese's
oh,
peanut
no,
butter.
Oh, no, I hate Baby Ruth.
Snickers.
Really? Yeah.
No.
Love Reese's peanut butters. Love the Snickers.
Yeah.
Baby Ruth's and Three Musketeers.
Nuts,
no, thanks.
There's
no.
a gooey substance.
No.
Oh, Baby Ruth's
the gooey
delicious.
Substance, yeah. Yeah. No, but those
I'm
little peanut butter taffy things, that's like
really?
Delicious mm. peanut butter joy.
All right, so anyhow, folks, if you
so
get the orange
good.
And black candies, you know, Hillary is, you know,
yeah.
you can drop them here at
I
the
love
station.
Those.
It has something in the center. I guess
I
never did, really.
They're so
I,
good. They're just good.
Hmm. And
People
then I
don't
talk
give
about
them out
the,
much.
The caramel and white one. She goes, oh, no,
I
those
hate
are
those.
Not
those
good.
Are gross.
You're missing it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.